we have adjusted slightly the centre to become a respite centre, which will be coming in at a far earlier point, essentially trying to stop the breakdown of a current foster placement, or indeed hopefully stop a child having to come into care fully from their current home.
Are you satisfied that you have sufficient staff both within the centre itself and also in the community to provide the sort of backup services that will be needed if long-term residential care is to be avoided?
Yes, we do indeed. What we find, this is the fourth respite centre now we have in the country, and what we find generally speaking is the staff wants to know the nature of the work in the centre. That's the preferred option, to work in the centre. So thankfully we have an adequate staffing currently to work in it, both in the centre and then to work with our colleagues in the community within social work.
There has been a lot of discussion about this politically. There's been parliamentary questions. Those discussions would have informed the way the centre has been reconfigured, I presume.
There was, I suppose, rightfully a grave concern in the area that there was going to be a loss of a residential facility. We spent time liaising with the local communities and looking at the need and the requirements within Donegal and the surrounding counties to see, well, how would this facility best be used. We've agreed jointly with our colleagues in the community that a respite option was the best use of this facility.